This episode is in fact brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace and distribution site.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions,
episode 576.
Today, Sarah asks,
I was wondering if you had any thoughts about NaNoWriMo. In episode 516, you spoke about letting the story bubble up from the subconscious. Is writing 1,600 words per day of prose a good way to practice letting go, or a big waste of time?
It's a really good way to practice letting go. Although the origins of this podcast are now somewhat obscured in the midst of time and trademark infringement claims, originally, it was called NaNoWriMo Every Month, and I started it off as a 30-day plus a few on either side walkthrough of NaNoWriMo. And by the way, you can still find all those episodes on the website at everydaynovelist.com. And if you are having trouble with your NaNoWriMo this month, that might help you, or at least it might give you some solidarity and something to chuckle with and cry with, and generally alleviate the sense that you are suffering alone in the universe. But yes, it's a really good exercise to help you learn to get out of your own way. I got my start writing fast with NaNoWriMo, though I ironically never did win NaNoWriMo. But of course now, you know, when I'm not building houses and crap like that, I write 3,000-4,000 words a day, and it's a lovely, wonderful thing. And doing 1,600 words a day is a very achievable goal, even for a novice. It can take a little while to ramp up to it, but I mean, by a little while, I mean a few days or a few weeks, not a few years, or even a few months. It's a very achievable goal. 50,000 words in a month is a very reasonable thing to attempt to do. It's a very reasonable thing to accomplish, even as a novice. And the practice and the discipline and the other chops you acquire doing that really do help you learn to get out of your own way and to let the story flow. Of course, it also helps if you're feeding your subconscious so that you've got a lot of stuff bubbling up. If you're someone who tends to have an intellectual or emotional diet of junk food and you don't have a rich inner life, then you may have a little more trouble drilling down through the various protective layers around your subconscious till you strike oil, so to speak. But you'll still be able to do it. Everyone I know that has tried and stuck with it long enough has been able to do it. You have to have a certain amount of drive and a desire to stick with it that long. But if you do, you will eventually be able to unblock yourself, and it's a great way to go. I've gotten so used to giving all these long, complex answers recently that the short ones feel a bit anticlimactic, but it's a good question, and that's exactly right. So good luck with your NaNoWriMo, and I guess I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.